What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here with the 2-Minute Drill. The schedule is out. Everybody looking forward to Sundays this fall, so I put on my Sunday best to give you my 3 key takeaways about the Browns' schedule in 2015. The first, primetime games. The Browns will have 2 of them. They'll have 1 on Thursday night in Cincinnati, but the big one is the return of Monday Night Football to Cleveland. The Browns and the Ravens, they will do battle on Monday Night Football here at First Energy Stadium, the first time the Browns have hosted a Monday Night Football game since 2009. So 2 games in primetime, and if the Browns keep winning, maybe we can get Week 17 flex into primetime when it's the Browns hosting the Steelers. The second key takeaway is that the Browns schedule sets them up to get off to a fast start. They don't face an AFC North opponent until week number 5, and their first 3 games are at the Jets, home for Tennessee, home for Oakland. Now, the Browns beat both Tennessee and Oakland just a year ago. All 3 of those teams pick in the top 6 of this year's NFL draft coming off of dreadful 2014 seasons. So that first 4 game stretch, a good one for the Browns, but those first 3 in particular will be key to getting off to a fast start. Why? Because the second half of this season, the schedule gets very, very difficult. 6 of the final 8 teams on the Browns schedule were playoff teams from a year ago. The 2 that weren't, the 49ers and the Chiefs, they were playoff teams back in 2013. The Niners 8-8 last year, of course. So that is going to be a very tough finish where huge divisional games are going to play a huge role in the Browns' success in 2015. I'm Nathan Zagura. Thanks for tuning into the 2-Minute Drill. Keep it tuned to the Browns mobile app and ClevelandBrowns.com for all the latest on your Browns.